Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind? Three things on my mind. Maybe that.
maybe you said you had three things on your mind. What?
It turned into six all of a sudden, didn't it?
It was a lot more there than we thought.
What the heck?
You have three different minds that are going to say them individually, or what's going on here?
Yeah. That was number one. What's on your mind, number one?
This is something you won't hear a fair amount about today. But Colin Powell, a general, died at 84 years of age of COVID complications. But he actually died with COVID. CNN, in a rare moment of having to pass along the news about Colin Powell, that he had multiple myeloma, I think is how you pronounce that, which is a blood cancer that suppresses immunity. So he died with COVID. Now, this will be the latest example. First of all, Colin Powell dying, having served this country, is newsworthy and obviously played an important role in the war in Iraq and all of that. So I don't begrudge that it's news, but I am amazed how it will, I've already seen this morning how it's being used as, get the shot, scaring you. First of all, someone dying at 84 years of age is not exactly newsworthy. Because it's Colin Powell, it is newsworthy. But clearly, a blood cancer that suppresses immunity is how Colin Powell died. But just as a little review of the media, you might want to just pay a little attention to that today. See how often that's actually reported in the news. Okay? Second thing on my mind is something that didn't get a lot of attention last week. But it had to do with the Chinese, in August, taking a rocket capable of carrying a nuclear weapon and sending it around the world. Now, this happened in August. We found out about it in October. Interesting. And this rocket, subsonic they call it, I think, right?
Hypersonic.
Okay, yeah. which means it goes really, really fast.
What it is, it's a big device. It's a big, space missile that carries these hypersonic missiles inside of it, so that when it gets up into the atmosphere, it can deploy. And these hypersonics can be steered. They can be driven wherever they need to go. It's pretty scary stuff, really. And that just shows you what China's doing while we're worried about political correctness and making sure everybody in the Navy is vaccinated.
Well, this is, and I always say fake news is as much about what doesn't get reported as what does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we do know about this. This got picked up, I think, late last week. There was a report here, report there, and some others now are trying to dig into this a little bit. But pay very close attention to that, folks. And again, the target landed within how close of its target?
20 miles. And one spokesman for the CIA said, "We have no idea how they did this. No idea how we did this."
So a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile,
yep,
being tested in August, circles the globe,
mm-hmm,
goes within 20 miles of its target, by the way, with a nuclear weapon. 20 miles is like the sweet spot, right?
Right. And the U.S. and Russia are developing hypersonic weapons as well. Says including glide vehicles that are launched into space on a rocket but orbit the Earth under their own momentum. And these devices fly at five times the speed of sound, slower than a ballistic missile. So, or faster, much faster. They don't follow a trajectory. They are maneuverable.
And what caught my attention out of this is the fact that China surprised us with this, far more advanced than we realized. Now, this is why we have a Space Force, you understand. This is why we're recognizing that we're this far behind China.
Says China launched the rocket carried a hypersonic glide vehicle that, traveling at about Mach 5, circled the globe a couple of times in low orbit before honing in on its target and missed its target by about 20 miles.
An expert told the Financial Times, we have no idea how they did this.
Yep.
That should make you sleep well at night. But meanwhile, go look, since this happened. First of all, it happened in August, being reported in October. Go look at, since this has been in the news, in a select number of publications that are savvy on this stuff and paying attention, and then go compare it to everything else reported, which is just pablum. Just pablum. Like the COVID, obsession that is in the media. Repeated over and over and over again. They don't report that COVID numbers have peaked. As they have, they don't report that Tony Fauci lied again and said college football games would be super spreaders. They report on pablum and a numbers count. And if you want to talk about threats to you, your family, future generations, this would be one. Texture said, I heard someone say that if China is messing around with these type of missiles now, it means they're working with technology we mothballed 20 years ago. Who knows? Well, again, it's defying the experts. Professor at MIT said hypersonic glide vehicles fly at low trajectories and can maneuver in flight, which makes them hard to track and destroy. Now, if you don't think this is connected to scaring us out of Afghanistan and getting China Joe to, take a pass there, you've got another thing coming.
And they're teeing up Taiwan too. They're brewing World War III here. And you got to wonder, nuclear weapons over this country in space. Well, okay. And then we got in the conversation over the weekend. Well, what would be the benefit? Why would they do that? Why would they attack this country? I mean, you'd ruin how much farmland, you'd ruin the market you so depend on to sell all your crap on the shipping, the ships that are waiting to get unloaded. Why would they do that? Is world dominance, there's a ton of questions around this. Ton.
That is a story you should pay attention to. That's number two. So fact check on loss of Colin Powell, not minimizing it anyways. But it is being breathlessly reported as COVID. Now, I've seen some have switched to COVID complications. But again, we know he had a blood cancer that suppressed his immune system. So clearly, this is the reason that Colin Powell has left this earth. Third thing, after China's military capability and the Colin Powell story, is what to do with the $1 billion. That North Dakota has in the way of putting a hole in their pocket. Most of it from the feds for COVID money. Some of it from a robust surplus.
Send it to us.
I wrote a column about it this weekend. Us as in who?
North Dakota Radio? Taxpayers. Not you, Kevin. Sorry, Mr. Minnesota.
You're saying just figure out per person, divvy it up, and send it back to North Dakotans?
Yeah, why not?
Todd wants a little
Many
tax
of us will spend it and put it into
wisely.
The economy anyway, so it's going to actually pay off as an investment, but why not?
I'm trying to start a conversation about this. I've mentioned this once before on the air, and I wrote a column about it this weekend, so if you've got any ideas, let us know. Jeff in Jamestown wanted to weigh in on the Chinese antics. Go ahead, Jeff.
First off, that money, just the divide number of taxpayers in North Dakota and pay it back to them and be done. It'll go right in the chain.
That actually is a proposal put forward by Jeff Nagrum. I think it's $3,000 per North Dakota.
Let it happen, but the rest of the savages are lapping like dogs, Pavlov's dogs, to get a hold of this for something.
Pavlov's dogs.
I'd seen $1,300 is what I saw, but yeah, whatever.
Whatever. This China thing, I'm tired of misinformation, scare tactics, what have you. Do you really think China's going to knock out the largest contiguous landmass to grow food on the planet that isn't polluted to death like their own or the Russians or anybody else?
When you say
that was my question. That was my point.
Right. And the people who buy all their junk, you know, we need to get busy here at home. I can't get a piece of equipment from John Deere because they're on strike. I can't even ship a letter across this state on overnight anymore. We look like the Russians of the 80s. We better be paying attention to here at home and get back to business. And I don't know if that's possible anymore. Okay?
Well, the part of the reason, obviously, those pain points you're talking about is because we've relied on China for smart chips, as an example, that has added to the supply chain link. So,
and who let that happen? Corporate America.
Right. Right. So let's buy American. Let's de-China our supply chain, right, Jeff?
Claim where it belongs. Corporate Americans sold us out.
Thanks, Jeff. Big business. Big, big, big corporate America. Not your friend. It's like big government. More after this.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And I had this off and on so long. You've been here, then you've been gone so many times. And every night, yeah, I'm always bumping into you. We do the same things we used to. It's your place or it's mine. So,
back on What's On Your Mind. Petroserve USA, one of our fine sponsors today, inviting you in for lunch today for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Where else can you walk in and say, I'll have some of that tater tot hot dish for lunch today? All hot and fresh and ready to go. Tater tot hot dish. Maybe grandma's house. Maybe mom had a great recipe. Both West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Harwood have it today. The Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury steak, 12th Avenue and I-29 today. Beef tips and gravy, or scallop potatoes and ham in Valley City. What have I forgot? Glendon. Kevin wants to know Glendon. Cream chip beef.
Ooh, that's tasty.
There's a grandma meal. Scallop potatoes in Euland today, too, at PetraServe USA. The Bison home this weekend?
Bison are home this weekend, I do believe, yes. They've got a 2:30 kickoff.
So you can come on in to PetraServe USA and register to win $500 gift card from PetraServe USA. The game day winners.
Missouri State.
Is that right?
Yep, 2:30 at the Dome.
Also, any fresh baked muffins, 99 cents today at PetraServe USA. Okay, I don't want to forget to play this today because we ran out of time on Friday, but TikTok is good for something. Every once in a while, TikTok is good for something.
I'm surprised she's still on it.
Yeah, I don't know how she got by with it, but some lady that's gone viral on TikTok has asked a few questions about Joe Biden we thought were worth asking. You can probably add to this list if you'd like to, but listen close.
Why doesn't Joe Biden take questions? Why hasn't Joe had a cognitive examination? Why did Joe stop the Keystone Pipeline while removing sanctions that allowed Russia to resume theirs? Why did Joe Biden run on defunding the police but later claim while in office that he never did? Why do we leave billions of dollars in cash and equipment in Afghanistan? Why are we negotiating with terrorists? Why are we providing them with humanitarian aid? Isn't the billions of dollars in cash enough? Why do we airlift 130,000 Afghans but only 3% were qualified to be transported here? And why are Americans still trapped there? Why has the government failed to recognize the 13 service members we lost, and why did Nancy Pelosi refuse to allow their names to be read? If many countries around the world charge hundreds of thousands of dollars for citizenship, why are we allowing millions to come into ours for free and unvetted? Why hasn't Joe or Kamala been to the border? Why are we allowing child trafficking and drug smuggling there? Why are migrants being kept in horrific conditions in close quarters during a pandemic? Why are members of our administration consistently seen maskless, but children are still forced to wear them for several hours a day? Why are COVID case numbers higher now than they were before we had a vaccine? Why hasn't the FDA or the CDC shared the effectiveness and success of therapeutics against the virus in other countries with us? If remdesivir has proven to be less than 50% effective, why are we still using it here? If this is really about saving lives, why are we not offering free therapeutics to all Americans? Why is Dr. Fauci still employed by the federal government if his emails prove he funded gain of function that led to this pandemic and lied under oath about it? Why haven't we held China accountable yet? Where is the EO that legitimizes the vaccine mandate? Is the federal government allowed to enforce such a mandate? What changed between now and the time Joe, Nancy, Jen, and Kamala all said the government didn't have this power? Where is the law that enforces fines for companies to enforce it on American workers? Why is this administration specifically not mandating them for illegal immigrants forcing their way into the country? Why are we providing aid to those illegally coming here when so many Americans are living below the poverty line and are in need? Why is Hunter allowed to sell art for large sums of money to buyers he's allowed to interact with after the White House claimed all buyers would be kept anonymous from him? Why did the art gallery Hunter use receive over $500,000 in COVID relief from the federal government when they only have two employees? Well, how many other small businesses with two employees receive the same? If Joe Biden has historically been so hard on drug offenders, why hasn't Hunter Biden been arrested for using crack? Why did Joe and Hunter still owe hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes? If your campaign concerns were toward taxing the rich and large corporations, why is this administration so focused on such a small number like $600 transactions for all Americans being scrutinized? If a large percentage of Americans have questions in regards to the legitimacy of the 2020 election, and of such a clean election, why not support full forensic audits to prove that it was? Why have so many people in Congress, including Kamala Harris, questioned the integrity of using these voting machines and mail-in ballots, but those concerns have suddenly disappeared? There are so many questions we have after only 9 months, but somehow this administration doesn't think they have to answer to those that supposedly elected them, which leads to my final question of the video. Joe, why are you working so hard to destroy America? We the people deserve better, and we deserve answers. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
That would take a breath.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Boy, oh,
love
boy. Her. Yeah. And you could add a few questions to that. Anybody else? We're going to talk to Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council here coming up. Why is it affordable, reliable energy is under attack? And why is it that a solution to capture carbon, to utilize carbon, to take the bad stuff out, right?
yep.
that everybody yep. is worried about
yep.
isn't championed by the administration. A few of those that I think caught my attention. One, the 13 Marines. Remember the Capitol Police officers lying in state? Right?
Mm-hmm.
After
yep.
January
6th, whatever, yep, yep.
Why wasn't something similar done for the 13 Marines?
Another one to add to the list.
Well, she had it in there. She said, well, why aren't they recognized? I'm like, you're right. If the laws had not been formally recognized by the federal government? Wow. Kamala Harris at the border is unbelievable. I mean, borders are that doesn't go to the border. The whole COVID mess, you're masking kids. You're telling parents, we'll decide. We know what's better for you. And meanwhile, people pouring over the border, hundreds of thousands of getaways, people not tested. You can't make it up. The Fauci gain-of-function thing is unbelievable. The Hunter Hart thing is unbelievable. And another one that made me think, this lady. The Biden tax plan is all about rich people paying their fair share, right? Rich people got to pay their fair share. That's how we're going to fund all this stuff, because rich people aren't paying their fair share. The 1% have too much. And they have a provision to look at every $600 transaction in your bank account. It's not exactly the rich. All right, let's get to some calls here. Darcy Valley City, what's on your mind?
Hi. Over the weekend, I saw a lot of news about all the cargo ships sitting offshore with all these containers on them, and they keep saying they can't find enough people to truck them off and all that. Has anybody, I see trains coming through North Dakota and when the freight trains come through, they've got these cargo containers on, and there is a boatload of cargo containers on each train. The semi drivers, and they do a great job, but they can haul one while these trains can haul, I don't know, hundreds maybe. Why isn't anybody ever talking about using trains to get to relieve the gridlock on these cargo holding areas on the coasts?
That's a good question.
Well, they all have train,
portals,
yards as well as they do truck loading as well.
I think the big issue in California is people to actually offload these. But I've also heard, I saw a story over the weekend, I went to Zero Hedge, I think was the place I put it. I put it up, talking about the ridiculous regulations on truckers in California. Like, absolutely ridiculous.
They can't, you have to use newer vehicles, you've got to be licensed and all that. I mean, it's just getting crazy, and I think they're putting the roadblock up for the same reasons everything else is going crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good time to examine really dumb ideas from government and the impact on the economy from them. Chad and Dickinson, we come back. Don't go away. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, Colin Powell, has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State, helped shape American foreign policy in the last years of the 20th century. The Olympic flame for next year's games in China is set to be lit to an empty stadium amid growing international opposition to Beijing hosting the games. Two American citizens were arrested in Athens, Greece for protesting the Beijing 2022 Olympics. quote, we are calling on a full boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's genocide against the Uyghur people and the unprecedented levels of repression inside Tibet, Hong Kong, Southern Mongolia, and Democratic Taiwan. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, let's make today the day you join the long list of MyPillow customers. If you've never been a customer before, go to frankspeech.com and you'll get a one-time $10 off coupon when you subscribe to get offers via text or email. You can do either one. And so you save even more. And, of course, the specials are pretty amazing. The blankets, they have down comforters, throw blankets, weighted blankets, waffle blankets, duvet covers, and quilts. Towels, you can buy individual towels, beach towels, bathrobes, bath mats. There's my sleepwear. The six-piece set now is at the lowest price ever. There's mattresses, everything from bed frames to mattress protector to the full mattress sleep system. There's slippers, moccasins, and slip-ons, men's and women's, all kinds of colors, all kinds of choices. The sheets are a great deal. FrankSpeech.com, FrankSpeech.com. All the specials there, the same as MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for the great deals. Remember that, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council in a moment here to recap the visit last week of the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, to North Dakota. First, Chad and Dickinson's been waiting to weigh in, so let's get you in here. Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Say, my wife runs an in-home daycare, and she's just under her breath kind of railed on the system in the state, all the loopholes they have to jump through and to get help. But she just got a letter and a check with some help from the state. Could I read the letter before I tell you the amount of the check? It's really short.
Sure.
Pursuant to Section 722 of PL 116260, the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, of the United States Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutritious Services, gave additional funds to state agencies administering the Child and Adult Care Food Program to provide additional reimbursements. This reimbursement is given to the Child Care Food and Nutrition Services Child Care Homes whose revenues declined and were temporarily interrupted during the early months of the pandemic due to COVID-19 related restrictions and closures. Eligibility for the reimbursement program is limited to child care homes that filed valid CACFP claims for September, October, November, and or December. These reimbursement options provide additional funding for local child nutrition program operators whose revenues declined or were temporarily interrupted during the early months of the pandemic due to COVID-19 related restrictions and closures. The relief provided by these reimbursements is intended to help address such shortfalls and ensure the program operators are in the best position to rebuild while continuing to serve their communities. And my wife shows me the check.
I can hardly wait for this. How much?
$8.36.
Wow, broke the bank on that one, huh?
Yeah, she'll be able to feed the kids better now. Yeah.
Don't spend it all in one place.
I knew that was coming. And plus, I wish they'd write the letters in English. What in the world was that?
I got a kicker for you, though. The food program You either have to do it by paper or you can use the app. There's an app, which is really handy, which costs $8.99 a month. So, the food program app, it doesn't even cover the 1 month of using their app.
Wow. What would your wife do if she had a, you know...
I'd say you can't make it up, but you can make it up.
A job well. For a day in charge of daycare. What would make it better?
Well, she's mentioned a couple things in the last few weeks, and her biggest complaint is how much people get in welfare, yet there's claims from the state that we want to help the child care program and we need child care help. They're not helping the child care programs. She's discussed it with other caretakers, and it is a bunch of political theater talk when it comes out of the governor's mouth about how much he wants to help child care in this state. The stuff that these ladies have to go through just to get a little bit of help. And that food program, she only gets like $200 a month from. So, I told her your best thing is wait till Governor Doug Burgum comes on the radio and calls Scott's show and ask him directly why he's lying to the people.
Well, the daycare situation certainly predates this governor, but I mean, the governor has talked about ways to make it better, and so I think the suggestion to call the governor is a great idea so we can drill down on this a little bit. We, admittedly, we've not spent a lot of time specifically on daycare other than recognizing it's certainly part of the logjam of getting people back to the workforce. So we shouldn't be incentivizing people to stay home. We should be making it easier for, you know, daycare to be available, not harder.
And this reimbursement was for home centers, not the big centers. This was strictly for the in-home daycares.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. So the people that don't have 300 kids in their organization. My wife has 4 currently, you know. So that's yeah, because 4 of them just went to school this year.
We'd be incentivizing more of that in-home health care, in-business health, I'm sorry, daycare, in-home daycare like what your wife is doing. We need a proliferation of that. We need more in you know, in businesses. Just find a way. Chad, thanks for calling. Give me an idea, though. We should probably get some daycare providers on just to talk about solutions as part of this. I put it on my list of things related to the workforce crisis in the how to spend the $1 billion and get creative. But like in most things, like California right now, the supply chain crisis, probably more than anything you could help, say, you know what? All the dumb rules we've imposed over the years on trucks that have to be like, I don't think they can use a truck 10 years old or older in California. And so what happens is
ridiculous.
A lot of trucking firms say, screw California, owner we're not going to go there.
Owner-operators can't go in there.
Yeah, we're just not going to do it. So you end up making your problem way worse. So now's a good time to say, let's take a look at every rule we put in. Anyway, a guy that knows a little something about government rules, our next guest, Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, at the roundtable with the Secretary of Energy last week, in a state that actually has some solutions for carbon capture and utilization. Hopefully she was listening. Jason, welcome to the program. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk a little bit about Jennifer Granholm. Anything you heard that you thought was a spark of ingenuity on behalf of the federal government related to this affordable, reliable energy industry that you're part of?
You know, one of the things that she did was she toured the EERC, and she was able to come away from there with an increased understanding of the work that is going on at a pretty basic level on making coal cleaner, more efficient, and continuing to be able to use that baseload resource. So she was able to go into the labs and say, talk to the people who are actually improving the efficiency of carbon capture, of pumping it underground, of making things out of coal byproducts. So she was able to look at it and see that this is not just stuff that we're talking about. This is stuff that's happening. And it's happening in real life right in front of her face. And we're spending real dollars on this, right? This is not a hobby for the state of North Dakota. This is a commitment, and it is happening. So I think she was impressed by the scale of the commitment that North Dakota has made to the carbon capture economy. She mentioned several times statements to that effect. So, you know, it was great to get her out here. Senator Hovind really did a great job arranging this event and getting her here and engaged. And with that small group of people that we had, I think she took some lessons back to D.C. that she can say, you know, one of the department priorities for Department of Energy is, in their words, to solve the climate crisis, right? And so that is one of their areas of emphasis. So for her, she can take these ideas back and say, these things now I know I should be able to trust them and trust the state of North Dakota to help me solve the climate crisis. So it was a good visit.
Is there anyone on the planet that's doing what North Dakota is doing and cracking the code, as Senator Hovind likes to say?
No, and I think that's why it was good for her to come here, because I think for years she's heard about this type of work. She's heard about efforts to capture carbon dioxide. Other countries talk about them. Other states talk about them. And I think if you are a Democrat in D.C. or in Michigan, in her case, or wherever, sometimes you hear those phrases and you don't really recognize them as things that people are actually doing. You recognize them as policy initiatives. So she was able to make that transition and say, hey, we're not just talking about the policies behind carbon capture. Now I'm going into the lab and I'm seeing where it's done. So that was the good thing, because nobody else is doing it. There's a lot of people talking about it, but nobody's doing it like we are. And so that was the great thing about that visit, is it converts it from theory to reality in her mind.
So someone of her position goes back and tells other DOE officials, hey, they're doing it out there. What are the possibilities? I mean, is it, what's the after action that you're most wanting to happen here?
So she did take notes on what could make these programs even more efficient, more able to achieve their objectives, our shared objectives. And I think she is going to take the message back to D.C. to say, let's try hard to make sure that we have the 45Q elements in place that are needed, that maybe we make the payment of those tax credits more efficient, a smoother payout. And I think she takes back a renewed commitment to the product or the projects that focus on coal. Right, so DOE is a pretty big agency and it funds a lot of projects. And so if you've got 100 projects that you're funded and a certain number of them are going to renewables and a certain number are going to coal, if you don't see those coal projects, sometimes when you build your budget next year, you're saying, why do we have 10 projects going to coal? Let's only have 5. Well, this allows her to go back to D.C. and say, wait a minute, instead of doing 10 coal projects, maybe let's do 15 coal projects. Or, you know, I'm just using numbers as examples, but that's the benefit of getting her here, is because she goes back to D.C. and saying, I can do more because we have partners in North Dakota who are willing to do these types of things that meet both of our priorities. So she, I think, takes back to D.C. a commitment to further the investment in the coal industry that President Trump's DOE made. And sometimes those administration transitions, you completely switch priorities. And I think maybe she's a little bit comfortable continuing to fund the coal priorities.
I want to get an update on the commercialization of carbon capture utilization and also the storage technology. I mean, the nice thing about North Dakota is we have the ability to store this in these salt caverns, to make salt caverns to store it, and that's a big piece of the puzzle. We'll talk more with Jason Bohr about that when we come back from the Lignite Energy Council today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. And but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back to New York City we go, folks. December 7th through the 11th of December. This will come up before you know it. Prices start at $31.99 for double occupancy. And it is a jam-packed agenda. We fly out of either Bismarck or Fargo on the 7th, bright and early of December. Get to New York City in time to do a little exploration and check things out. Get checked into our nice hotel, have breakfast the next morning, and then load up and take off and check out Ground Zero, 9/11 Memorial Museum Tour. Got a fun little lunch plan that day. Chinatown, Little Italy for a little shopping. A nice Alive After 5 cruise that night. We've done this before. You got a great view of the iconic skyline of Manhattan and a nice buffet event. It's just a lot of fun. And that's the first full day, Wednesday. Then Thursday, start with free breakfast again at the hotel, which is a nice spot, by the way. You're going to love this hotel and where we stay. The best part of these trips is just traveling together, getting to know folks and having like-minded folks do this together really is a lot of fun. Go to Newsmax on Thursday, Ellis Island, Times Square, dinner at Carmine's, the Imperial Theater then on Thursday night for the Temptations Broadway show, which is a really neat story about the Temptations' journey from the streets of Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Full day Friday, St. Patrick's Cathedral, top of the rock, great view of all of New York City. Tavern on the Green in Central Park for lunch. That's so dang fun. Lots of exploration there. Fifth Avenue, go to the Trump Tower for dinner. And then on Friday night, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. This is the Christmas story with the Rockettes. Iconic show. They've been doing it for I forget how many years. It's just fantastic. Saturday, another little day to explore, and then come on home. So if you'd like to go, send me a text, and we'll get you the full itinerary and all the details. We'll have about 54 of us doing this together, and it should be great fun. It's a Christmas tradition. Go see New York City at Christmas time. A lot of fun. Done this for a lot of years. Obviously didn't last year because of the pandemic, but we're back on the horse doing it all over again. New York City. So send me a text, 701-367-2054, or you can email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Back with Jason Bohr from the Lake Nine Energy Council talking about carbon capture, North Dakota's unique place in this this space. What do we need to get commercialization so this isn't news to the Secretary of Energy when she comes to North Dakota, but something that's known around the globe, Jason?
Yeah, so essentially what you're looking at right now, one of the big challenges is how do you get the financing lined up to do these projects? Because the technology works, and I think that needs to be reiterated to the entire world, that the technology, the chemistry, it works. So we've poured millions of dollars into this to demonstrate to the world that you can capture the carbon dioxide coming off of lignite combustion and put it in the ground safely. Now, how do you do it economically? This really has to do with the tools the United States government has set up in its tax and energy codes, and you've got people who are making comparisons on how they can spend their dollars, and they are saying, I can invest my dollars in this particular investment, or I can invest it in coal. And here's the pros and cons with each of those. Now, this is not necessarily free market investments happening on both of these choices. Investors are looking at pros and cons that the government has influenced. And maybe it is an investment that the government has influenced in saying if you invest in clean, like whatever renewable energy, you'll get a investment return of 8%, and if you invest in clean, sustainable coal, you only get a 6%. And so the investment tools have to equalize those choices. And sometimes that includes increasing the expected return on a coal investment because it can be a little bit more high profile and attract attention from folks who don't want it to happen. So the right answer is we need to align the financing with the incentives and get investment opportunities to materialize. Unfortunately, it's not the type of choice or the type of thing that the secretary can go back and move a lever because a lot of it is influenced by the financing world. And that's a world, quite frankly, that we haven't operated much in. And so now we're gearing up to also influence the policy choices that are happening in the investment world as well.
And you smoke out people who actually want a solution. One comment she made when talking about this as a global problem that struck me was the following. What gets your take on this?
You know, we've got a global problem, and China is a big contributor to that. We are too, but we don't have much moral authority to say, you should be doing this if we're not taking action and deploying the technology that we need to deploy.
Wow. Given the fact that, China... everything we know about them to suggest that the U.S. has no moral authority, that struck me as an odd comment. You, Jason?
Well, it's probably the one thing that she said that I thought I would have liked to have a five-minute follow-up with her. Because I've heard that comment said in the past, almost always by people in her position, and it's just wrong. I think it is demonstrable that China is immune to moral authority or moral persuasion. They have not followed our lead on child labor laws. They have not followed our lead on freedom of religion. They have not followed our lead on unionization, women in the workforce, any of those things.
Thank you very much.
They are about making money, and that's all.
Yeah, so, thank you very much. And building coal plants like, one a week or whatever the number is. Very, very well said. Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council will stay on this. And appreciate you as always, and a great industry.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.